the heart of America, the nation's number one liberal voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Thank you so much for being right here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern, live from Fargo, North Dakota today, along the northern tier. Ed Show tonight, Saturday. Yeah, today's Thursday, a couple days away. Saturday and Sunday from Minneapolis, 5 o'clock Eastern. Hope you can join us. Oh, I guess you could say we're gathering the pulse of the left today. We've had Bernie Sanders on talking about the snooping around for information. Robert Greenwald, Brave New Films. Now let's check in with investigative journalist Brad Friedman from Brad Blog. Brad, good to have you back with us here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.
Always good to talk to you, Ed. How are you, sir?
Good. What do you make of this this NSA story? And this, is this dude a hero? Is he a scumbag? You know, what do you make of this Snowden guy?
Well, you know what? I interviewed Dan Ellsberg yesterday, and I'm gonna go with him on this one, since he knows what it's like to be at the center of something like this, unlike anybody else really in this country, other than guys like Ed Snowden and Bradley Manning and so forth. He calls Snowden a patriot, and he says that people call him a traitor have a, quote, misunderstanding of our founding documents, and he makes quite a good case for it, in truth. I mean, you know, there's so much we are now learning, and it's interesting to see how the people, even the people who are decrying what Snowden did, in the very next breath they're saying, you know, but this is something we need to have a national conversation about. How do you have that conversation if not for guys like Snowden, and I should add Glenn Greenwald, coming forward and reporting this information so that the American public can know about it, so that we can even debate about it in the first place?
There's a number of different facets that that fascinate me about this story. Why would Snowden go to a reporter? Why would Snowden respond to a reporter if the reporter knew something? Why, if Snowden was well-intended, and I'm just asking the question for conversation, if Snowden was well-intended, you mean to tell me he couldn't find anybody face-to-face in the Senate that would hear him out?
Well, look,
he couldn't develop some allies along the way to make sure that they would get this right, that he wouldn't end up in China trying to fight extradition and everything else, that he would actually have somewhat of a movement with him? What about his method?
Well, listen, I've spoken with a lot of whistleblowers over the years, folks who have gone to Congress and who have seen this information remain buried and nothing ever change. In fact, you had people in Congress, you had senators, Democratic senators like Wyden and Udall, begging and pleading for years for something to be done about this, for more transparency to be added to these programs, for the government to come out and explain the secret interpretations of the laws that they were using. And even the senators could not get anything done on this matter. So yes, in the same history of great whistleblowers in our nation, he went to the media the way Ellsberg.
So if the senators, Brad, if the senators can't do anything because there's a historical pattern of that, mm-hmm. and this kid Snowden didn't have any confidence that he could have done anything with it other than to go through the route of a reporter, which he did through Reuters. Where does this leave the president? Well, I mean, I'm sure the president doesn't watch ESPN all the time. I'm sure the president Obama is probably on. It would get to do. Where our trust in government isn't worth a damn right now. But it would seem to me that liberals might be siding with the president on that. Or am I wrong?
Well, I would argue that we should never trust the government, in that we have self-governance and we're supposed to have oversight. These things are supposed to be public and transparent so we can have a debate about them. It's not about trust. Our Constitution is not built on trust. It's built on checks and balances. And yet, in fact, there are a lot of Democrats and Obama supporters who are supporting Obama right now on this, but it's kind of hypocritical, amazingly so, in many cases. I see people making the very same arguments to defend Obama's programs on this that I saw from the Bush supporters.
Okay, now that's an interesting comment. All right, now here's the NSA Director, General Keith Alexander. Listen.
It's dozens of terrorist events that these have helped prevent. Congress, I believe, has to stand up on behalf of the American people. Some of these are still going to be classified and should be. Because if we tell the terrorists every way that we're going to track them, they will get through and Americans will die.
What do you make of that?
Again, that is the same defense that was given during the Bush administration for his programs. And when they would say, oh, this has saved lives and stopped terrorist attacks, we would find quite often that was not the case, that the terrorist cases they were citing were not actually stopped by these programs. And we're seeing something very similar here. You know, we had James Clapper, the head of director of National Intelligence, coming out offering a blatant lie about whether American phone records were being looked at and collected en masse. They were.
And what do you make And what do you make of President Obama's position on this?
Again, he can say what he will. Listen, if you'd like to trust the president, which you're welcome to, if you'd like to trust Congress, which you're welcome to, that's all fine. But I can tell you firsthand, as can Glenn Greenwald, what comes of these secret programs. You know, I had three, and I may have even talked with you about it on this show, I had three different Defense Department contractors, government contractors, who had developed tools for the so-called war on terror with government taxpayer money that they then turned against private citizens, journalists like myself, like Glenn Greenwald. In one case, it was the Chamber of Commerce using those tools against me, Bank of America using those tools against Glenn Greenwald. We learned about these things because Anonymous hacked some of those documents, placed them online, and there you go. My name, my picture, Ed, my family's names, their birth dates, their addresses were listed in these documents in a plot that was set to try to discredit me and one that was set to try to discredit Glenn Greenwald. We have seen how these secret tools, when they're misused, when there's not proper oversight for these programs, can and will be turned against the American people. I think that should concern everyone, frankly.
So what should the government do about Snowden?
Well, you know, we have right now this massive overclassification of everything. And it's unclear right now that anything was revealed by Snowden, you know, that actually harms our national security. He did break the law, though, so to some extent he needs to be held accountable the way we've seen other whistleblowers in the past. You know, Thomas Drake, during the Bush administration, held accountable. He performed community service for about a year. Unless they can prove that they're doing either real harm, and they need to prove this case publicly, that they're doing real harm to our national security, or that they're attempting to help and aid the enemy as is required under the Espionage Act, you know, then I think we need to be very careful about the accountability and pay attention to what these whistleblowers are saying, just like Daniel Ellsberg is trying to tell us.
I think there's going to be some liberals in this country that are going to want the president to really get detailed and get deep into this.
They should.
The political fallout of this. What do the Democrats have to do? And I'm talking politics now. Okay, I mean everything in Washington is politics. Let's talk politics. How do the Democrats come out a winner on this?
Well, you know what? You've got a sort of a fissure right down the center of the Democratic Party, in that you've got, you know, Wyden and Udall and Wexler saying we must have more transparency about these programs. On the other side, you've got Dianne Feinstein, Al Franken, and so forth, all saying everything's fine, there's nothing here, these aren't the droids you're looking for, nothing to worry about. I think that the Democrats are really going to have to check their conscience here. They're going to have to review so much of what they had to say back when it was the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to remember that even if they have faith and trust in this president, all of the tools that they are granting him here will be granted to President Rubio, Palin.
Oh,
and you
God
have to
forbid.
Keep that in mind. You know, you may trust Obama, But these tools don't go away.
Yeah, they're not going away. I got what you're saying. Yeah, we might get another Bush. I hear you.
Yep.
All right, I want to play this montage of Hannity. Apparently, Hannity's having a hard time figuring out where the hell he is on all this. Here's cut six on the big list. Here it is.
Your party brags about killing the Patriot Act. You don't want the NSA surveillance. You don't want data mining. We have Pat Leahy saying that he doesn't want a NSA surveillance program.
Nancy Pelosi, the woman who'd love to be speaker, she's against the NSA surveillance program.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, and you mentioned the very specific things, the Patriot
Act. All right,
idea.
We get the idea. Let's go to the next cut. Here he is saying, oops, wait a minute, this is a new age.
Big Brother is monitoring your every move, whether it be online or on the telephone. Let's talk about why this story, why is this important to you? Number one, this is America, and as law-abiding American citizens, you have a right to privacy.
Son of a gun! He must be his diet or something. I don't know. Brad, what do you make of that?
Unbelievable hypocrisy, even by Fox News standards. And if you look at that montage, I mean, just for years on end, Hannity was, you know, supporting the NSA surveillance programs, the wiretapping programs. He would repeat it over and over and over.
He might be this week's pretender on the Ed Show. You never know. He's pretending, you know.
It was unbelievable. You know, he would criticize Democrats for not supporting these programs. And then you've got the Obama administration, the Obama era, and he has taken a complete flip-flop on this. But you know what, Ed? This is why I want to warn Democrats, progressives, liberals, you've got to be consistent on these things, even if you're uncomfortable with them, even if you think they may not look, make President Obama look good. We need to be consistent in standing up for what is right, no matter who is in the White House. And I believe that should be, at least, the difference between progressives on one side and these right-wingers on the other side who will say whatever they need to say to support their president on Planet Partisan.
Brad Friedman, Brad Block, good to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Great talking to you.
You bet, my man. Thank you. 1-877, we got it. We're right back where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Radio Show.